Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
Every few months, you see a story of a town offering thousands of dollars for people to move there to boost their economy. There is a town in the Italian region that will pay you $35,000 just to move there.
Sign me up.
And it is beautiful.
Of course.
Will post this on Cruz's Facebook page if you want to take a look. See the mountains in the background and all the old buildings and architecture. It is beautiful, but there's a string attached because no one's just going to pay you $35,000 to move to Italy.
Well, that's the thing. I'm sorry, but I read the title of the article and I was like, yeah, sign me up. Canadians can move to this Italian region and actually get paid $35,000 for it.
But you have to start a business once you're there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to work and boost their economy.
Oh.
Scrap it.
Fake news. Fake news. If you could just start over, though, Stacey Cooper, you could just move to Italy, you got $35,000 in your pocket, what kind of business are you going to start?
I'd like to say something food-related.
Obviously.
But why don't, like, let's do it together. Let's start a radio station in Italy. They would love two cute Canadians on the radio in this little tiny region of Italy. I'm sure they would.
A cruise of mornings with a Stacey and a Clayton. Stacey, you cook a lot. Whenever a recipe calls for garlic, do you actually measure the garlic or do you just wing it?
Wing it. I've never measured garlic, I don't think.
No, like, who measures garlic, right? When they're like, one or two cloves of garlic. I'm like, okay, 5 cloves of garlic.
Or one teaspoon of garlic. Really?
I've seen that a couple times.
Yeah.
You're like, no, go buy cloves. And I always double the amount, too. I always go for like 4 cloves if it calls for two.
Double.
Yeah.
That's very brave of you.
You don't double the garlic?
My husband has a bit of a garlic sensitivity. It makes him feel a little sick. So
Sean, you're a wuss.
I tend to reduce the garlic, actually. If it calls for four, I would probably do a big one.
You
like
reduce the garlic?
Yeah.
Why? Who would ever do that?
Because sometimes doubling the garlic, that's excessive.
No, that's just what you do.
It's too much.
It's then like powdered iced tea. You put in way more than the recipe calls
for. Don't
even
get me started.
But you're one of those weird people that also doesn't like cheese on their nachos. One time you were like, these nachos had way too much cheese on them.
I like cheese on my nachos, but I don't like too much cheese.
Yeah, because too much cheese, who would ever like that? You can never have too much cheese, Stacey.
Yes, you can.
Man buys kayak with Canadian tire money, you know?
Or that goat busts into a Tim Hortons.
Or the guy who threw a snake at a Tim Hortons employee. Or the fact that police had to get called to a Taco Bell grand opening because the line was too rowdy. Now we got the McDelivery capital of the world.
Regina! Experience Regina!
Our three contestants who are living in the brand new 2019 Mitsubishi Mirage, Richard, Kimberly, and Justin, they just hit the 5-day mark today.
Congratulations!
5 days in the Mirage. They're joining us on the line right now. I got to say, Richard, you just took a bath in the sink at Saskatoon Mitsubishi, and you look great, bud. That's what you did during your break, a nice little sink bath?
Yeah, I wanted to try and reset my whole brain and just have a really nice sink shower. And then I could barely fit my head in the sink, but I just kind of put it in there and pretended I was at the salon having someone just rinse off my hair with some lukewarm water. It was fabulous.
These guys are getting crazy.
They're getting a little on the loony side now.
The only thing better than a nice sink shower is the wet nap shower. Oh. Love me
Those
that wet nap shower, yeah.
So what we wanted to ask you guys about was, well, first of all, too, congratulations to you, Richard. You won some trivia yesterday and now have the back seat to yourself. He's been stretching out, sleeping. Mm-hmm. That's pretty crazy.
That's a huge win.
Justin, though, how was last night for you?
Last night was hard to fall asleep at first, but once I was asleep, I think it was good. I don't know.
Because we heard that you guys had no disturbances whatsoever. No car alarms, no car horns, no air horns.
Yeah, we slept from like 7 o'clock last night till 7 o'clock this morning. We thought that we would get an early sleep in anticipation for them waking us up at around 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't a solid 12 hours sleep.
I was going to say, that's like a baby, 12 hours.
It's just weird, though, because we messed with you for so long, you're almost expecting something to happen during the night.
Yeah.
And then when it doesn't happen, you're like, What's going on here? Like, that would almost be more distracting than the car horns.
It's definitely in the back of your mind.
Yeah.
You guys got some new clothes yesterday as well. After wearing the same things for 4 days, you got new clothes from our friends at Midwest Sportswear. How nice was that feeling, Kimberly, of putting on some fresh, not stinky clothes?
It was great. We got a new shirt. We got a new sweatshirt to keep warm now.
Oh, good.
So hopefully they don't try to freeze us out again.
Well, that's good. You guys look good. Again, we're checking you out in the live stream right now. CruiseFM.com/Mirage. You can check out Richard's new look that he had after his sink shower. It's just a bunch of fun as well. And again, I highly recommend looking at their day one photos and then scrolling down and seeing what they look like. It's just, I've done that like 90 times and it just doesn't get old.
Huge news for Canadians, possibly devastating news for some of them. The magical duo of Tessa Virtue and Scott Moir retiring after 22 years together.
22?
It's almost like they're divorcing because, like, they've been a pair for so long, but now they're not.
Mm-hmm.
So are they divorcing or are they retiring?
Well, now that they aren't a skating duo, maybe now they finally date. Because they never dated each other because they wanted to keep that professional relationship.
But he's engaged to someone who's not Tessa.
Engaged isn't married, Stacey.
Okay.
Engaged isn't married.
That's true.
No, I'm just kidding. They're never going to get together. For all of you thinking that, no, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, and it's kind of sad because when you have somebody as magical as Scott and Tessa, when they won that gold medal, it was just like icing on the cake.
Yeah.
We kind of knew they were probably going to call it quits for the Olympics anyway because the next one's in 4 years. That was a great way to go out. They left at a perfect time. But it is kind of sad because you just want them to continue doing magical things together.
Mm-hmm. Are they the best Canadian duo of all time?
Sure. I don't know. That's a very loaded question.
I think that they are third. I made a little list here of the best Canadian duos of all time. Number one, Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Okay.
When it comes to Canadian duos, they're number one. Number
That's
two,
fair.
Red, Green, and Duct Tape.
Okay.
Number three, Tessa and Scott. Number four, Seth Rogen and Marijuana.
Okay, you forgot a couple.
Okay.
Mr. Dress-Up and his Tickle Trunk.
Oh, man, that's number one. Sorry, Bob and Doug. That's number one. How did I forget Mr. Dress-Up?
I don't know, but what about Beer and Clam?
Oh, that's another good one. You're just totally showing up my answers here, Stacey.
We're
going
to have to redo this list.
Other Canadian duos. Mr. Dress-Up and his Tickle Trunk. Bob and Doug McKenzie. Red, Green, and Duct Tape. Jay and Dan from SportsCenter.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, okay, pretty good list, you know? I think
we thought about that for a long time.
Yeah, and we were like, oh, we got pretty much all of it.
No, we sure blew it. Didn't.
Like, we absolutely blew it. First of all, we missed Hal Johnson and Joanne McLeod.
That's huge.
How did we do that? We talk about Body Break all the time, and we forgot about them.
This one you should have caught, because you're Mr. Sports, Don Cherry and Ron McLean.
I know.
What the heck?
I know. Two Cream and Two Sugar. We also missed that one.
And this one, from Brenda on the Facebook page, Friendly Giant and Rusty the Rooster.
Oh, man, we missed that one, too.
Tim and Sid, that's another one.
Ricky and Julian from Trailer Park Boys.
True.
I just can't believe that we got all confident, like, oh, yeah.
Ooh, look at our list.
Our Canadian duos list is the best. Yeah. Throw it up on Facebook page. Like, are any of our duos even worthy of the top five that we came up with originally?
I didn't. I think so. Mr. Dress-Up and his Tickle Trunk. That's pretty iconic.
That's obviously number one.
And Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Yes. That
the
would
rest,
be like, yeah. Yeah.
Give or take.
We blew it. When Sean watches sports, specifically soccer, does he yell at the TV?
Yes, 100%.
And it's totally okay, right? Like, you totally understand?
Well, I do understand, but I feel like it might be a little over the top.
It's a little much.
But I get it. Yeah, it's sports. Sports makes you passionate.
That's the thing. A lot of people, they don't really get why guys yell at the TV during a football game or hockey game or whatever, but they're like, okay, that's fine. It's totally acceptable. Like, in the sports world, yelling at the TV or yelling at the ref, whatever, in your living room, totally acceptable. There are no other instances where yelling at your TV is acceptable. Think about it. Like, think about it. You're not sitting there watching reality TV shows, like, yelling at the TV, like, oh, you're going to give a rose to that guy? Boo! Boo! Like, if you walked in and saw that, you'd be like, how much wine did you have to drink today? Like, can you imagine this situation in cooking shows? Like, oh, you're going to put it in at 400 instead of 4. What are you doing? Everyone knows it's 450. Or like the opposite, instead of getting mad. Oh, that beef Wellington's a perfect medium. Yeah. High five, guys. Medium. Yeah.
This is great news for fans of David Bowie. His alumni band has announced that they are going to be going on tour in 2020 for the David Bowie alumni tour. It's basically a band consisting of a bunch of different rotating musicians spanning all the different eras of David Bowie's legendary music career, and they're going on tour, which is kind of a cool thing. You know, it's basically a way to celebrate David Bowie's music, and clearly some talented musicians going to be doing that. And then on the other side of things, I guess still talking about, you know, artists who've passed away, it was announced a Whitney Houston hologram tour has been planned for 2020 as well.
Really?
So for one, in one aspect, you have people honoring David Bowie by playing his music and going on tour and sharing that with the fans. And then on this side of things, it's very, very different. It's a hologram tour, a hologram of Whitney Houston, obviously performing her best hits, going on tour.
Would you ever go see a hologram show?
You know what? I usually have strong opinions on things, but I feel like I would have to see one first. Because I've never seen a hologram in real life.
Okay.
I don't know what it's like. But I feel like it would be pretty mind-blowing. I remember once where Nat King Cole, who passed away, joined his daughter on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And they performed one of his big songs together, which was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just looked so real.
But it's not real. That's the thing. Like, you say
of
you would want to check
real.
One out. I'd be like that picky eater at the dinner table. I don't like cauliflower. Well, you've never had cauliflower before. Yeah, but I just know I don't like it. That's what I can say about these hologram shows. I know I'm not going to like it. I'm never going to go. Because in my head, I'll just be thinking, that's not real. That's not the real person. I may as well just watch a DVD at home of them performing the show.
Okay,
same
that's
thing.
So, no, it is not.
Same thing.
A hologram is 3D.
Yeah.
A DVD is 2D on the television.
But still, I don't have to pay for a ticket. I can sit on my couch and I still get the exact same music experience.
I don't think you do because
it's,
the hologram,
you know,
is there.
Fake.
That's the thing, though. You have to go into it knowing you're going. You're not being like, wow, they brought Whitney Houston back from the dead and she's on stage. That's not what's happening. It's a hologram and you know that going into it.